Ronald Reagan and Margaret Thatcher, A Political Marriage, by Nicholas Wapshot. Narrated by Simon Vance. Copyright 2007 by Nicholas Wapshot. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Nicholas Wapshot and the Robbins Office, and was produced in the year 2007 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Introduction. If you want a friend in Washington, get a dog, quipped President Harry Truman, remarking on the exceptional loneliness of his nation's capital and life in the Oval Office. All presidents come to feel the cold draft of the awesome responsibility vested in them by the American people. When the genial Ronald Reagan ascended the presidency, he often found the executive mansion a fearfully lonely place. So long as he knew the First Lady was upstairs in their private quarters, he was content. But the moment his beloved departed, and he was left alone in the White House, he began to pine for her support, for her reassurance, simply for her company. Each time she left, to tend her ailing parents, visit her children, or make a long trip abroad, as she did to attend the wedding of the Prince of Wales and Diana Spencer, Reagan felt abandoned. As he told his diary, "Saw Mommy off for London and the royal wedding. I worry when she's out of sight 6 minutes. How am I going to hold out for 6 days? The lights just don't seem as warm and bright without her." Reagan was a paradox. His father's peripatetic life as an impoverished alcoholic left the young Ronald Reagan feeling cruelly isolated, a sensation reinforced by his chronic nearsightedness. He eventually learned to be self-sufficient and came to enjoy living largely in a world of his own. His feelings of separation proved to be the making of him.